And the next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Jonathan Sippis. The Badgers are the number 13 seed in the Big Ten tournament and will take on number 12 Northwestern in the first game of Wednesday's opening round at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, thanks for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll open the call for questions.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me. For the second year in a row, we're excited. I think you're given an opportunity each year to play multiple teams in the Big Ten twice, and this will be the back-to-back years that we'll have an opportunity in the first round of the Big Ten tournament to play a team for a third time, and a team, obviously, that's the closest in distance to us in Northwestern. And as the schedule portion is laid out, you hope your team is playing its best basketball at this time of year. And even though from the record side, it might not show that, I'm proud of where we've been able to advance and look forward to having the opportunity to compete against Northwestern on Wednesday.
Thank you, Coach. Let's open it up for questions from the media at this time.
If you would like to ask a question, please press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star one. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Mike Carmen with Lafayette Journal.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Good morning.
Just where have you seen the progress this year?
Well, I know that with a record of 2-14 in the league, that there's a question on that. But if you look statistically from a competitive standpoint, both at home and the road, we've been able to. We're a better defensive team. Sure, we've had some games that hasn't shown through, but we're giving up almost 6 less points per game. Our defensive field goal percentage numbers are down. Our defensive three-point field goal percentages are down. We've struggled to rebound the ball at times this year, having to play a smaller lineup with having three of our post players out, two of them out the whole year and one out the last half of the Big Ten program. You know, we've cut our turnovers down almost four a game in Big Ten play. You know, our shooting percentage is up. I think the ability to finish games has been something we've struggled with. You know, we had an opportunity to win the game at Nebraska in the last 10 seconds, and we're unable to get a shot off. We're leading in the Ohio State game in the third quarter, leading in the Rutgers game in the third quarter, and in a Michigan State game just last Wednesday. You know, we're up 6 in the third. And, again, depth, I think, is a big part of what makes this league so good and so special. And we're still trying to build that, you know, in the second year here. But a credit to our kids. I think they fight, and whether it's home or away, trying to put ourselves in a position that we're more competitive. And I think that shows, too, just on the overall difference in the scores this year versus last.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, please press star then the number one on your telephone keypad. That's star one.
Coach, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you in Indianapolis.
Thank you, Chris.